Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, welcome, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO The Light. It is 10/19/2011, 3 p.m. ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, 12 p.m. here in San Diego. It's a little overcast here today, everyone. In San Diego, but, you know, as usual, what we do, the California way, we look up to see if the clouds are going to move a little, the sun's going to peep out, but even if it doesn't, we know it's always going to be a beauty, and it definitely is, so you gotta love it. Lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709, live chat, as always, on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. So if you are having the opportunity, I want to let everyone know, you know, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, the lines are open. Just don't think that, you know, it's a line where you can call in and, you know, speak to the guest that is on the air or myself. Do know that this is a community where we have joined together to help one another in this financial movement. So do use the lines as we are on the air. You know, I get a lot of people that ask me this just to know that, you know, if you have opportunities that you would like to share with the listening audience, you know, there's always someone out there looking for opportunities, and if you're able to give it, come on the air, call in, feel free, and send that message out to the listening audience that's here with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So, that is what BG is all about, you know, connecting, building, growing, and enjoying. So let's just make it happen and just know that that is always available to all of you that have that opportunity to offer. NCES, you guys, you know, it's National Credit Educational Services. Every Monday and Wednesday is credit education. You call into the conference call with CEO George Cole. He's a hardworking man out there just with his credit movement that's going on. I mean, this guy is nonstop, and, you know, my hats go off to him. Definitely make sure you guys, for those of you that's looking to empower yourselves when it comes to getting your credit straight, go ahead and join in with George and let him educate you on ways you can get that fixed so that way you can be able to get that home you want, purchase that car you want. You know, credit is very important in these times, and you really can't live without it. So definitely jump on those calls every Monday and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. More information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Just click the NCES banner that's on there, and then it takes you right there for all the information that you need. Now, Working Divas, everyone, I'm getting so many inquiries on the Working Divas site. As I mentioned, there's a lot of upgrades that's going on with the site. So please, everyone, just continue to be patient. I thank you thus far of all the patience that you guys have been having. Karen is working diligently to get the site up back and running and also the station because of the upgrades that's going on. Working Divas is growing rapidly, so, you know, there's a lot of upgrades and new things that are to come. But in the meantime, you know, just definitely, you know, you can go on to the Working Divas Facebook like page. There's information on there, and also we have the Working Divas Cruise event page for those of you that are looking for information to book your cabins for the cruise. And for those of you that don't know, yes, Working Divas have a cruise up and coming March 2nd through the 5th, 2012. Great Bliss for the ladies, and like I said, a lot of men have been inquiring. We all know why, but yes, fellas, if you'd like to join us, you can. It is all open for you to get on board with us. Don't want to miss the bus. We're going to be leaving out of MIA to the beautiful, beautiful Bahamas. And as you all know, we have a great lineup of events available, and that's going to be ready. Get everything in action. So you don't want to miss the boat. You can get fit, get your finances right, and definitely learn how to balance it all out. Balance it all out also. So more information for right now, you can go on to Facebook, Working Divas Cruise, or Working Divas Facebook like page. So the movement is alive, everyone. Just continue to be patient. Love you all. It's actually a blessing to see everyone reaching out to me, and I'm sure Karen is getting numerous people reaching out to her also, but it's a blessing that we are providing information that so many of you guys seek. So definitely workingdivas.com or go to the Facebook and you can search us through there. So getting right to my very, very, very special guest and a dear, dear, dear friend of mine, you know, get out of the rat race, golden nugget. with very useful and important financial words for all of you today, the very own one and only live from Bakersfield, California, financial expert, Mr. Carlton Lennon, VP of Investment, One Stop Financial. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hey, Kalithia. How are you?
I am doing good. I am doing good. You know, I had to do it the Cali way this now. Did I just put the 20 on the 10?
Okay. I like that.
Well, you know you're well deserving of it because you know you're doing it. You're making it happen. Came back from your trips to New York City, London, and Amsterdam. So, and by the way, there's a huge audience right now listening from those countries you just came from. So I guess the word is out.
Awesome. That is awesome.
So definitely, I know you're here today to speak to us about, preserving and growth strategies and what, we all know is a very, very risky and volatile environment when it comes to the finances. So definitely just go ahead and let us know what you have to share. But before you do that, Carlton, I have a quick question, and I just kind of want to throw this in here because it just tells a lot, how volatile this environment is. Did you hear the new news report that came out in regards to Social Security getting a 3.5% raise?
Come again? I didn't quite hear that question.
I said, did you hear about the latest news in regards to Social Security getting a 3.5% raise?
No, I didn't hear about that yet.
Yeah, it's all out. And they're saying this, they're saying this is the first raise since 2009, so benefits are expected to go about 3.5% to about 55 million people. So I wanted to ask if you had heard about it, because my next thing was going to be, what are your take on it?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me. The federal government in Washington, they're still up to their old tricks and spending money that they simply don't have. But, yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me.
Okay, it didn't surprise me either, so I'm looking to see how that's all going to turn about. So go ahead, Carlton, and let us know what your message is for today and what you have to share with us in this risky environment and how we can preserve and grow if we aren't getting Social Security. I'm kidding. But go ahead and let us know.
Awesome. And on that note, Kalithia, it doesn't get better than America. It doesn't get better than the United States. I mean, here we are, and we're not in a recession, but we have a recessionary atmosphere with unemployment rates at 9.1%, and in the midst of what seems to be a challenging economic environment, here we are raising the Social Security income for, like you just mentioned, over 50 million Americans. It doesn't get better than the United States. I mean, in 2009, there's almost 8 million millionaires. 8 million millionaires. Think about that. In the United States, the GDP of the United States in 2009 was over $14 trillion, which is almost 25% of the world's gross domestic product, 25%. We produce almost 25% of the entire world's gross domestic product. And so, when we look at these numbers, like 25% of the world's gross domestic product, we have so much money in America, Kalithia, that we literally give away. What we give to charities is over $300 billion a year. Yeah, that's right. I said $300 billion, which would be equivalent to the GDP of a country like Venezuela or South Africa, which are considered developed nations. So, America, it is the best show in town, and it almost makes you wonder, with so much wealth, why is it that we're seeing such devastation? Again, 9.1% unemployment in this country. When you take a closer look at the poor in America, you have tremendous amounts of Americans that are living below the poverty poverty line. 47.4 million Americans live below the poverty line in America. 21% of children in America are poor. Poverty in America is considered $20,000. A family of four with $20,000 is considered poverty in America. The top 10 earners in America earn 50% of the income of the United States. And so when you look at these things, you know, you kind of see this positive on one end, you know, with the minority of people doing extremely well, and then on the other end, you see this poverty that is moving towards what some third world countries look like. But today I have very good news, and the news is that things are going to get better here. The game in America is not over yet, and I'm going to tell you why. It's not over because where multinational corporations are going to get their earnings, where they're going to get their earnings is from the global consumption market. See, United States is only 5% of the entire world, Kalithia. And a lot of people, they're looking at the United States and they're saying, wow, here we are, you know, in a recessionary-looking type environment with high unemployment. How do you perceive, Carlton, that we're going to continue to move forward? And here is my take on the stock market, the Dow Jones in particular. I have a forecasted target on the Dow Jones of 20,000. That's right, Kalithia. The stock market right this minute as we speak is 11,500. And I am saying that the Dow Jones, which is 11,500, is going to go to 20,000 by the year 2020. And what's going to cause that? That's a lot, and I'm stepping out on the limb by saying that. I've been all over my Facebook. I got over almost 4,000 friends. I've been all over my Facebook making this prediction, 20,000 on the Dow by 2020. That gives you about 8 years and 3 months to get your act together and to get into these stocks. Why do I think after probably the biggest debacle on Wall Street, the biggest financial debacle that Wall Street put us through 3 years ago that literally almost sent this country into a Great Depression. Why do I think the stock market's going to 20,000? I think for three reasons. I think we're going to continue to see corporate earnings growth rate of the Fortune 500 companies. We're going to continue to see a corporate earnings growth rate of 7 to 8%. Why? Because the corporatocracy, which are multinational corporations basically ruling the world, these corporations are going to get the bulk of their sales from the global consumption marketplace. Take a look around you. Look at Nike. Look at General Electric. I think General Electric's earnings are over 40%. This is a blue chip stock that should be growing at 10 to 15%, but they had record earnings growth rates in the last couple of quarters. Why? Because look at the news. Just in the last 3 months, General Electric signed a $10 to $15 billion deal making generators in the Soviet Union. You see, the rest of the world, they are not going to compromise on roads. They're not going to compromise on high-speed internet. They're not going to compromise on getting a hold of computers, getting database management software, getting operational software. The rest of the world is saying, hey, we want to be like you Americans. We want to sip on some margaritas and some pina coladas in Jamaica and the Bahamas and St. Martin. We want to live the good life. And in order for them to live the good life, Kalithia, they cannot compromise on infrastructure. You know, look for cell phones, iPhones, Apple computers is going to keep knocking the ball out of the park. You know, God rest his soul, Steve Jobs, God rest his soul. But, hey, companies like Apple computers, I was just in Amsterdam and London, and everywhere I looked, people had iPhones, iPads. Like, it was crazy. So
that was going to be my next question to you, because, I used to live in Europe, and, you know, you go there and travel there. The lifestyle is a lot different than what we live here in America. What's the latest that you saw that, you know, see that they are doing that we're not? Because they live a very stress-free, you know, a lot of I mean, they're successful. And so what were some of the things that you saw that is not happening here in the community or in America, in your advice?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. And, you know, I can give you some positive and I can give you some negative. First of all, the European Union is suffering because there are some countries that are on the brink of bankruptcy, Greece in particular, and there's some other companies that are having some major fiscal economic issues, Spain, Italy, Ireland, and a few others, Portugal. So some of the countries that aren't doing well are pulling down the euro, and the euro has come down significantly. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, the euro was over $2 in comparison to the American dollar. Today, it's hovering somewhere around $1.38 in comparison. So the euro is actually weak right now. But I will tell you this. You know, I was in Amsterdam for 8 days. Amsterdam is considered the first country in the world to be a capitalist nation. You know, Amsterdam is not, the Netherlands is not a poor country. It's considered, you know, the 18th largest economy in the world, and the average GDP per person is somewhere around $40,000, 40,000 euros a year. Also, Amsterdam has...
Oh, yeah, very, very, very well. They do well there.
Oh, that's right. And also, Amsterdam has one of the lowest unemployment rates throughout Europe. You know, London, you know, I was also in London. You know, Great Britain has that very strong history of, you know, strong central banks, investment banks. And so I think Europe in general, including England, they're having their challenges. They are having their challenges. But the countries that I were in are considered developed, very strong economic countries. And to be honest with you, you know, England – has a lot in common with the United States. It has a lot in common with the United States. I would say I don't think that they the consumption of debt is probably as bad as ours is and has been here, but there are a lot of similarities in some of the things that they're doing there that we're doing here in the United States. But kind of getting back to where I see the opportunities. And like I mentioned, I think corporate earnings growth rate will continue, not because, you know, American consumers are buying up gobs of products, but because the rest of the world, India and China, that's 2.5 billion people. If anybody was reading the news yesterday, we just went over 7 billion people in the world. So when you look at the world and you look at 1.3 billion Chinese, 1.2 billion Indians, 900 million Africans, 900 million Eastern Europeans, and 900 million Latinos. When you look at the world, man, it is outside of the United States, and these multinational corporations are targeting that is their target market, the global consumer. So I still see tremendous growth taking place with the multinational corporations. Secondly, I think that because of this growth, we're going to see GDP growth. And we've seen GDP growth the last year and a half straight. It's been low growth, but we have seen GDP growth here in the United States in the midst of one of the worst environments that we've had in decades, and probably since the Great Depression. We're still continuing to see GDP growth. Another thing is look at inflation. Inflation has been kept extremely low. And I know that the banking world right now is concerned with the Feds because the Feds are keeping the federal funds rates. They're keeping those federal funds rates very, very low at historical lows. And some of the banks are concerned that once we get out of this madness and back into a growth phase, that we might have a little bit of inflation and that inflation might be under control. Why do I see inflation staying in control for the next 5 to 10 years? Simply, again, because you have more competition globally. I mean, China is poised to catch up to the U.S. economy in the next 15 years. China is one of the major manufacturing bases in the world. So, you know, with all the competition we have in Europe, in China, in Latin America, in Russia, with them also making products that at a much lower cost, America really doesn't produce a whole lot of products anymore. We're considered a tertiary society. which is more service and technologically oriented. So for those three reasons, GDP kept Neil or kept at a reasonable level, corporate earnings growth rates between 7 and 8%, and relatively stable GDP, roughly 2 to 2.5%, you know, over the next 8 years. Sure, we might have a bad quarter or two. I'm not saying every single quarter we're going to have GDP growth, but I think an average over the next 8 years, and because of those three things, I think that's going to poise a very healthy atmosphere for the stock market, and I'm projecting 20,000. I want you to keep in mind, Khalifia, the stock market, the Dow Jones is at 11,500 right now, 11,500. Almost 12 years ago, in the year of 2000, the stock market was at 10,000. So we are only 15%. We've only grown 15% on the Dow Jones over almost 12 years. 12 years.
Right.
So I think that we're going to see some tremendous growth. Now, with that, I want to say I have never seen a more volatile stock market in my entire life, ever, ever, ever. If you look back to August, and that's about 3 months ago, you will notice that the Dow Jones has been trading almost between 1,000 points consistently, at least 500 points 8 times. That means the stock market, the Dow Jones, has gone between 11,800 and 10,600. That's 11 to 1,200 point range. It's gone between that range almost 8 times. That is tremendous volatility. It goes down to 10,600, goes back up to 11,500, goes back down to 10,600, goes back up to 11,400. The stock market has been extremely volatile. But one of the things it's also been doing is it's been consolidating. So it's been holding up. It's been holding up strong at that 10,600 mark. If it goes through the 10,600 mark, there's a good chance it will go down to the intermediate support level of 9,600. So what am I saying? I think worst case on the Dow Jones is that we go to 9,600. I think that's worst case. I think best case is that we go to 20,000. So in my opinion, the downside risk is much lower than the upside potential. But the downside risk still exists, you know, especially with countries like Greece potentially on the brink of bankruptcy and the European Union potentially kicking out some of these countries that have not been economically responsible. So if something like that occurs, then we're going to see tremendous volatility here in the States. Now, what do we do? What do we do in an environment where we have this much volatility? We keep it simple. Again, here at One Stop Financial, our theme is keeping money and portfolio management and wealth management simple. So what I encourage my clients to do is buy. You've got to get into the market now. Do not hesitate. Buy stocks and buy them with protection and make sure you get income. How do you do that? How do you get income just like you're renting a house? How do you preserve? And how do you get growth all at the same time? This is how you do it. And this is my strategy for the day. This strategy would cost you thousands.
Hold that thought, Carlton. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I want you to give those three key words of advice for preserving and growing. But just hold that quick thought, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Khalifia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Khalifia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, Bill Grown and Joy, WIGO, have Mr. Carlton Lennon, One Stop Shop Financial, here speaking about preserving and growing financially in this very risky financial environment. We're about 4 minutes till we conclude the show, but Carlton is about to give three keyword advice on how to preserve and grow in this risky financial environment. So I hope all that is listening, get your notes now and take it away, Carlton.
That's right. Get your pencil and paper because I'm going to give you a live strategy right now. You can buy the Dow Jones in stock form. The stock is called Diamonds, and the symbol is DIA. I just mentioned earlier, Kalithi, that the Dow Jones is at 11,518. If you wanted to buy the Diamonds, they're going to cost you 1/100th of that. So each diamond would cost $115.18. $115.18. So the way this works is you cannot protect odd lots, anything under 100 share increments. You have to own 100 shares, 200 shares, 300. We call those round lots. So you buy 100 shares of the Diamonds, which is like buying the Dow Jones, and the Dow Jones S&P 500 will outperform 90% of all the mutual funds that's on the street. 90% of all the mutual funds over the next 15 years, the major market indexes will outperform. So you buy 100 shares of Diamonds, and you can also do this with stocks like General Electric, Procter & Gamble. But right now I'm saying you buy 100 shares of the Diamonds. That's going to cost you roughly $11,518. And then, you know, the market is down. We're down from 14,000. We're only 15% up from our highs. So if we're going to have volatility, we're going to have it quick. So what I'm recommending is that you buy a nine-month put option at $11,600. That nine-month put option is going to cost you $1,115. Okay? So as you can see, 100 shares of Diamonds will cost you $11,500. One put that protects that diamond, I'll tell you how it protects it in a minute, that's going to cost you $1,115. The total cost of this portfolio is $12,633. So all of you people sitting with $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 in mutual funds, this is a great strategy for you to take a portion of those funds and to go in this portfolio. Now, the portfolio costs you $12,600, but in the worst case, if the market crashes, the market goes down 60, 70, 80%, you are guaranteed to get back $11,600. That's right. You're guaranteed. That put guarantees that you can get back $11,600. Now, in the meantime, because it's the Dow Jones also pays a dividend. So in the next 9 months, you're going to get three dividends. You know, the three dividends along with the fact that if you sell every month covered calls that are generating at least $30 a month. Those are very conservative calls. If you sell covered calls generating at least $30 a month, then with the dividend, you should be able to earn approximately about $460 over the next 9 months. So as you can see, with the $460 in income, now your cost is only $12,000, or you're guaranteed, should I say, you're guaranteed $12,061. And the portfolio cost you $12,600. So your downside risk in this portfolio that I mentioned, you spent $12,600, your downside risk is $600. You can literally use this strategy of buying stock, buying short-term protection, which are put options, and then as the stock trades up in this volatile environment, generate income by selling covered call writing. Now, what I want to tell you is that if you covered call right and buy protective puts, your stock has gone from a risk of 10 all the way down to 4. That's right. Your stock is less risky than owning the mutual funds because in your mutual funds, you have absolutely no downside protection unless those mutual funds are in annuities.
Okay, so with that, I just want to let everyone know that we are going to continue the show on into the runoff time. So the live show is going to complete, but just do know once me and Carlton finish this interview, all the remaining of the information will be in the archives. So I just want to let everyone know. So continue on, Carlton. It's going to give us an extra about 12 minutes because we're going to need about 3 minutes after that to conclude. But keep on and sharing.
Okay, great. Okay, like I mentioned before, it's very simple. And why am I so excited, Kalithia? Because I'm seeing some of the greatest stocks down 75%, 80%. Bank of America, the largest bank in the United States, down almost 90%. I said 90%. The largest bank in America that owns Merrill Lynch, that owns the Countrywide. They own Countrywide. I mean, this is a gigantic bank, probably managing over 2 trillion assets, is down almost 90%. I think the last time I checked, it's in the sixes, down from 55. So there are a lot of great companies. Cisco Systems, I think they're down from 75. They're roughly around $17 a share. Microsoft, Intel, General Electric, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson. These companies have all gotten hit pretty much. There's only a handful of companies that are doing extremely well. Companies like Apple, of course, the oil companies are doing well because of the war. They benefited from that, ExxonMobil and Chevron. But most of the companies are down significantly. We are in an environment, Kalithia, where wealth is being transferred, not just from the older generation to the baby boomers, because we know about that wealth transfer. That's over $15 trillion.
That's going to be one of the biggest ever.
That's right, one of the biggest ever. Over $15 trillion is passing from my mother's generation, my mother's 80 years old this year. You know, those individuals between 70 and 90 are going to pass over $15 trillion worth of wealth to the baby boomers. But an even bigger wealth transfer is that any person, I'm even telling people, even a poor guy, somebody making minimum wage, investing $200 or $300 a month, they can do extremely well in this market by, again, let me give you the strategy again. You pick up on these very large, global, multinational companies, the ones I mentioned, ones you don't have to think about, Coca-Cola, when you think of beverages, when you think of restaurant, McDonald's, when you think of amusement, you think of Disneyland or Warner Brothers. You know, the companies you don't have to think of, you go in, you start building positions in these companies that you really love, and you buy protection. What's very important about what I'm saying is that you have to get that put option. If you don't have the put option, you're just like the guy in the mutual fund. You're basically a sitting duck. See, if you're in a mutual fund and the stock market crashes, you're going to see 50% of your portfolio go down overnight. So what I'm telling people to do is do not invest in stocks unless you have protection. One of the ways you can have protection is with protective puts. When you have those individual stocks, you can also collect rent, R-E-N-T, income. How do you collect income, Carlton? By selling covered calls every single month at a price that you absolutely wouldn't mind selling the stock for. Now, for those of you who struggle with this strategy, that's why you have me, Carlton Lennon. I'm at 310-497-6999. Again, my phone number is 310-497-6999. You can reach out to me. You can reach out to Kalithia. We will help you with these strategies. For those of you who feel that these strategies are too sophisticated, well, then you need to be looking at making sure you have an insurance policy on your mutual fund. That's right. Get those mutual funds away from those 401k plans, away from those IRAs, and make sure you put them in an environment, the same exact mutual funds, make sure you put them into an annuity environment. By simply having an annuity over the same mutual funds, you have now at least ensured that you're going to be able to get your principal in an income stream. Most variable annuities won't give you back all of your principal in a bulk amount, but they will at least give you your principal in an income stream. We call that income stream in an annuitization form. So there you got it. You got two strategies. If you just got to stay in the mutual fund environment, make sure You buy some protection. Make sure you have some insurance, like car insurance. We call stock insurance variable annuities. But for those of you that want to see the real big money, you want to take advantage of this volatility and get into companies like General Electric, get into companies like Cisco, get into companies like Intel, Microsoft, Procter Gamble. For those of you, by the way, Goldman Sachs, which is right around $100 a share. For those of you that want to get into these great companies, you do it with a put option, with a covered call writing strategy, and you can literally protect anywhere from 80 to 95% of your principal. And so those are the strategies.
It's funny that this is a conversation of today because, you know, I had a huge meeting with one of my investors on the Interseed side, and it's all about protecting and preserving right now, Carlton. I mean, even in the private placement world, they have came up with strategies so that way, when these big money guys are coming in and wanting to get money for their to raise capital to fund projects and fund their projects, they have figured out a way where they can protect the principal of all this money that comes in so that way it can be risk-free, because everyone's just, they're sending our money, but yet people just have that fear of the environment. So that's good to know that it's going on in the stock world. We always knew it was going on in the insurance world. So it's just crazy that now it's came up now in the private placement world. So this is something extremely serious, and you would be, I don't want to say an idiot, but it just wouldn't be a smart decision not to get involved if you know you can invest risk-free, giving yourself the chance to grow financially.
You are absolutely right. I have been managing these portfolios, Calithia, for the last 13 years. I've been doing this for 13 years, telling my clients, do not, Wall Street says the more risk you take, the more money you make. Let me tell you my experience in the last 20 years, Calithia. Let me tell you my experience. The more risk you take, the more money you lose. You don't make money taking a lot of risk. You make money not taking a lot of risk, but managing risk. You must manage risk. That is what the billionaires do. The billionaires like Warren Buffett, Ross Perot, Oprah Winfrey, those types of people manage risk. They don't take all this unnecessary risk. So I am telling my clients, I'm telling my prospects that when you invest, there are four rules. Remember Carlton's One-Stop Financials, four rules. Rule number one, never lose your principal. Rule number two, always follow rule number one, never lose your principal. Rule number three, make sure any investment that you invest in gives you a positive cash flow. That is dividends, that's cover call writing. If you're buying real estate, that's rent. That's more rent than the mortgage and the expenses. Positive cash flow. And rule number three, make sure that the investment will give you the biggest bang for the buck, and we call that return on investment, ROI. And that just simply means that the company is going to make more money over the next 5 years than they have presently and over the last 5 years. So you're looking for corporate earnings growth rates of 15% or greater in the stocks that you invest in going forward. It doesn't matter how much money a company is making. Keep in mind that General Motors was a $300 billion company. It doesn't get any bigger than that. So don't get caught up into the numbers. Get caught up into the growth rate. So, again, you got my four rules for investing. Rule number one and two, never lose your principal. Number three, income. Number four, make sure the companies, the fundamentals of the companies or real estate are poised for growth. When you have those four combinations, you are poised in position to reap the benefits from what I think will be one of the best bounce back and rallies that the American markets have seen in decades. I think, again, 20,000 on the Dow Jones over the next 8 years, and if I'm right, that is going to be one of the best rallies that we've seen in years. Now, I'm calling this our major last hurrah. Our major laps are off, because the world's going to change when China passes us in about the year 2025. And it's probably going to happen. China's probably going to pass the United States in terms of GDP around 2025 to 2030. So I'm telling people, buckle up and get into this volatile market, because one man's devastation is another man's opportunity. So all the devastation that you're seeing in the stock market today is positioning you to take that wealth transfer and build a significant nest egg and portfolio for you and your family over the next 10 years.
And it makes perfect, perfect business sense, exactly what you're saying, Carlton. So definitely let everyone know how they can contact you once again. And, of course, all your information is on BillGrowthEnjoy.com. And, of course, you're a member, and they can contact you directly through the site. But go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you.
Okay, you can contact me at 310-497-6999. Again, I'm at 310-497-6999. I've also moved back to Los Angeles, so now we have offices in Los Angeles and in Bakersfield. I'm living in North Hollywood. So for those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, but I work all over the country. Just got back from New York, had a very successful workshop and seminars in New York, Amsterdam, London, on my way to Hawaii for 11 days. Those of you in Hawaii, look out for me. We'll be in Oahu and Kauai teaching this strategy of comprehensive cash flow planning. So, again, you can reach me at 310-497-6999.
Well, awesome, Carlton. You know you are always a great one, and just my continued blessings. You know, please just let me know how I can ever, ever assist you. I am here for you. And definitely when you're back in San Diego, as I'm doing my commute mission in Asian also, it's just the movement is alive. But definitely if you're back in San Diego, and I know you said you're coming to Atlanta the second or third week of January, so either place, we can definitely meet up. But my continued blessings, you rock. This is great information, and you're just awesome.
Thank you, Khaleesi. I look forward to seeing you. I'll probably see you in Atlanta, and again, the second weekend of January. I look forward to coming to Atlanta.
Awesome. And have a great trip also.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm going to be enjoying the sun in Hawaii. I leave out on Friday to Oahu and then to Kauai next Tuesday. So I'll be in Hawaii for 11 days.
Nothing better than having to be able to work and get a little play. So enjoy your trip, have safe trips, and my continued blessings.
God bless you as well.
Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. That was Carlton Lennon, VP of Investment with One Stop. You can reach out to Carlton. Keep your money simple, as he said, on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. All of this information is in the guest group information. You can contact him there. But he is also, as you guys know, Bill Grow and Enjoy is an interactive site. You can send a message to Carlton with any of your financial investment questions or any inquiries you guys may have. You'll get the message immediately. So just definitely come on, be a part of the movement. Carlton is doing it, so just reach out to him. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Bill Grow and Enjoy, WIGO. So definitely, definitely, everyone, thank you for continuing to tune in and making Bill Grow and Enjoy a success for everyone. My blessings to each and every one of you as you are on your path to being financially successful. We will have no live show on Monday, everyone, and that's due to the fact, I'm on the go myself. I have a huge event that I'm hosting with the awesome networking group here in San Diego, Power Monday. But we're going to have a special show that Tuesday, so that way the group leader, William Vertes, can come on the air, and then also we can talk about the event to tell you guys all about the dynamic group that he is leading here in the community of San Diego and the great things that they are doing also. So everyone, like I said, just stay blessed. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your week and weekend, and as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Khaleesi Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.